This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. We're joined now from probably a very fun place, but he's joining us now from there, from the machine gun shoot somewhere, is Dean Weingarten. How's it going there? Has it been fun?
It's going great. This is the big Sandy shoot. It's said to be the biggest private machine gun shoot in the world. Well, it's bigger. They say that it has about 3 to 4 times as many shooters here as they have at Knob Creek. I think that's in Kentucky.
Right.
And but it gets a lot more play. They don't have as many vendors here. And it is in a pretty remote location. It's about 15 miles, I think, from Wickiup, which I don't believe is even an incorporated town. It didn't show it on my GPS. So it's a fun place, and I already saw him shoot down a drone just about in front of me and start a fire on the ridge. It's on their own property, so not a big problem. And some fairly big kabooms as they shot off reactive targets downrange. And it's impressive. They have, I'd say, hundreds of shooters on the line.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff you've been doing. Like, you've been following what's happening here in my home state of South Carolina. What do you see happening here as far as the right to keep and bear arms?
Well, I just got a update. There's two bills that are both in play in South Carolina. One of them is called the open carry with training, which is essentially a permitted open carry. That is, if you have a concealed carry permit under the bill, you would now be able to carry openly as well as concealed. South Carolina is one of only 5 states, as you know, that ban the open carry of loaded handguns in most public places. And the other 4 are Florida, New York, California, and Illinois. So 3 of those 4 are really serious in their anti-Second Amendment sentiments. And Florida, they've come close a few times getting an open carry bill through, but they've never quite passed. So South Carolina looks like this may be the magic year to get this open carry with training bill through. And I've heard that they just passed it just hours ago in the Senate. So I don't have access to the Internet here, but one of my sources sent me a text message saying it had passed there. And then the other bill that is in play is constitutional carry for South Carolina. It's got an impressive number of sponsors in the House, about 27 last I looked. But to give you some perspective, the open carry bill had 68 sponsors, co-sponsors, which was more than a majority in the House, 124 people total in the House there. The difficulty in both bills seems to be to get through the Senate.
Right.
There seem to be some people in the Senate who just don't like the idea of restoring Second Amendment rights. You know, well, we think maybe if they have a mother may I permission slip from the government, all the training and everything else, well, then maybe we can allow them to do it type of thing. And I've heard that before. And so it's questionable. But what I've heard is I've heard very good things about the governor, and maybe you can put any perspective on that. Governor, I think it's Henry McMaster.
Yeah, if it gets in front of him, he would sign it. It would be nice if he would get out in front of it and urge them to pass it. But South Carolina politics is not quite as crimson red as most people might think.
Yeah, well, I find that in a whole lot of states that you think are very red. And then you start, particularly it seems to be as old Republican politicians who've been in office for 20 or 30 years, they seem to, sort of that red seems to fade over time with politicians who've been in office a long time. Now, with McMaster's, I was quite pleased to find public statements saying he would sign constitutional carry if it got in front of him.
Yeah.
So that's positive. And he was saying that back in 2017. And my feeling is that if he says he'll sign constitutional carry, he ought to sign the open carry bill.
Well, it is very highly supported by the people of South Carolina, simply because in South Carolina, if you flash your gun inadvertently,
right,
they may actually charge you with brandishing your weapon.
Yes, and that's always been a big positive for open carry, is that if you're just inadvertently flash or even print in some cases, you don't have to worry about being charged if open carry is legal. And I have I've seen this phenomena, and I think it looks very positive for getting the open carry with training through, which is a good, positive step. I wouldn't denigrate it. It'd be nice if they got constitutional carry, but I think there are these old politicians in the Senate that just are very likely to scuttle it one way or another.
Well, I mean, the Democrats, the way the rules of the Senate are written in South Carolina, there can be a senator can cause, one single senator can cause a lot of problems. But the last time we got this close to it, what they were actually working on that got scuttled at the very last minute was constitutional carry as long as it was concealed, still with no provision for open carry. Which would have been a one of its kind in the United States if it had passed.
Yes, it would be. But Winters is his name, an academic in California, and he is a dedicated anti Second Amendment. He would deny that. He'd say he's just interpreting the Second Amendment correctly. But he says that it's better for a state to have a concealed carry, or it might be easier to stop open carry, because once you have open carry, then everybody can see who has it, and so then you can discriminate against them, not let them in your shop or whatever. But if it's concealed, you don't know, and you can't discriminate as easily.
True.
So I think what you read in the court decisions is it's easier to push for an interpretation on open carry, because there were many early laws, mostly in the antebellum states, trying to prevent black people from carrying, minorities from carrying, where they outlawed concealed carry and made sure that open carry was constitutionally protected, but concealed carry was outlawed in many of those states. And so that's where they fall back on a tradition to only hold constitutional carry as open carry. But it isn't. It doesn't really fit, because if you go back to when the Constitution was ratified in 1791, there were no bans on either open or concealed carry, and no permits were required.
Right. Well, we're coming up on the first break, and this article that I just referenced is at the head of the page if you want to check out Dean's stuff, and you can find 1,700-plus articles. Got to be getting close to 18. Anyway, you can find 1,700-plus articles waiting for you right now at Ammoland.com. Dean is one of the more prolific writers there. He's probably on the front page two or three different times. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Ulster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Ulster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Ulster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Ulster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com,
the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and I'm it's probably faded from a lot of people's memory, but you recently published something about Gregory Stevens and the Draw of Your Prophet event, which that I was very captivated by that event, but I don't know a whole lot of the details about this. What have you found out?
Well, this is fascinating. I think it's really one of the underreported stories, and it's going to have a lot of legs because the details of the event were deliberately kept from us, and partly for Officer Stevens' safety, but also I think to do a little bit of a cover-up for the FBI involved. And this happened back in 2015. I think it was May 3rd, I believe.
Yep.
And it was a reactive event about 5 months earlier, in January in France, we had the Charlie Hebdo attack, where they killed about a dozen jihadis with AK-47 rifles and Tokarev pistols and some other things. And they attacked the Charlie Hebdo offices, and they killed about a dozen people, as I recall. And it was an international outrage. And basically, the Muslims were saying, you have to submit to us. You have to follow our rules on what can be said and what can be drawn and what is allowed in public discourse. And we will not allow you to speak disparagingly of Muhammad or to draw him or to make fun of him. And so that was not accepted by the Hebdo office, and it should never be accepted by anyone in Western civilization, where the United States started and fostered the idea of religious freedom for people to be able to practice their religion as they wanted to, as long as they didn't interfere with other people's rights. And so there was in response to this demand, a Draw Muhammad event was promoted in Garland, Texas. And it was a cartoon contest where people would submit their cartoons and they'd be judged about drawing Muhammad. And what happened is there were numerous death threats. Now, Police Officer Greg Stevens was one of the people who was working extra hours as armed security for that event. And he started about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And he was just a few days, I think it was less than a week before his 60th birthday. So he was one of the older officers there. And he jokes about how they said, well, we'll give the easy job to the old guy. Or he says that was the motivation. I don't know. I doubt if they ever said that with age discrimination and such. But that's what he says, that he jokingly says why it happened. And he was put on the back entrance, which is the west entrance, I think, off of Neyman Drive, I believe it is. And there was only one other officer with him who was unarmed. He was a Garland Independent School District officer, but he wasn't armed. He was there helping man the gate. Well, there wasn't a gate. It was just an entrance, and they had some cones in front of it. And it was supposed to be for security people, for VIP dignitaries and a caterer. Not that many people would go in and out of that entrance. So anybody who was scouting out the event, and there had been numerous death threats made about this event, so they had security was beefed up a bit, and they had a good security plan. But on that entrance, they only had Officer Stevens and his ISD counterpart, and he was the only one who was armed, and he was only armed with a pistol. So somebody who was scouting that event as a way to inflict carnage upon it would very likely have seen that entrance as the weak point. So at about 7 p.m. in the evening, he needed a restroom break. He took off in his car for the restroom, and a roving security team of two individuals took over from him. Then he came back, the security team left, leaving him and the unarmed security guard, Bruce, and I'm forgetting his last name right now, there. And about 5 minutes later, a little black car shows up and drives just a little past the entrance and stops kind of abruptly. And Greg Stevens says the hairs on the back of his neck started to stand up, and his police spidey sense, or whatever you want to call it, started going, "Something is not right here. Be on your toes. Something's not right going on." And then the two doors of the car open simultaneously, and two people start getting out. And on the passenger side, Greg Stevens sees the muzzle of a rifle swinging around. And he says that's when everything kicked in. And he said, "This is real. You have to engage now." He drew his Glock 21. He's a 45 ACP guy, and he normally carried a 1911. But the department had switched over to Glocks, and he got switched to a Glock 21. He's a well-practiced gun guy, and had a retention holster. So he draws the Glock at the same time that his opponent, who was a convert to Islam, well, his father was Muslim, but his mother was American, and he'd been back and forth a bit. And his name's Simpson. And he's bringing an AK clone into play at the time that Greg Stephen is drawing, and the two shots go off virtually simultaneously. I think it was Elton Simpson, if I am correct. And they shot just about the same time, but Simpson missed, and Greg Stephens didn't. And I think it was probably the first shot from the Glock, which is 230 grains of gold dot hollow point ammo, spear, as I recall. And that shot probably hit Simpson in the femur. One of the shots hit him in the femur, and we think it was the first one. And Greg Stevens kept on firing, and Simpson goes down and drops the rifle. Well, then the other guy, who was the driver, has been firing at this time at Stevens. And he has a rifle with a 100-round drum magazine. In the story, it says that it might have been an SKS, but people have told me that they won't accept the drum, so it was almost certainly another AK-47 clone. They had three rifles with them, which is part of why there's a little confusion there.
Hang on for me. Hang on. We're coming into the break. We'll be right back and finish this story when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is in Atlanta to promote the American Rescue Act and speak with Asians after the tragic shooting there. Vice President Harris joined him at the CDC, where officials gave a presentation.
We have about 27% of counties in the U.S. are moderate or low, and that continues to increase every week. This is important to us because we connect these community transmission levels to our guidance. So we've updated our K-12 guidance and allowing at least 3 feet in the classroom for children. But as community transmission levels increase, we have additional recommendations, more testing of teachers and staff and students, as well as more restrictions around extracurricular activities because we've seen a lot of outbreaks basically with sports in schools.
This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration expanded export sanctions on Russia over the poisoning and detention of opposition politician and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The sanctions were first imposed in 2018 in response to the poisoning of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. The European Union has also sanctioned Russia on accusations of its involvement. During a Senate hearing on the U.S.'s response to the coronavirus pandemic, Senator Rand Paul asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, why are we still wearing masks?
You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear masks to have been vaccinated.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci told the panel there isn't enough data on the vaccine's response to the variants of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We were talking about what happened in Garland, Texas, 6 years ago, and we had to take a break there. So to finish this story up because it is fascinating.
Okay. So first, I left out a couple little things that Greg Stevens is an accomplished pistol shooter, and he very modestly says that he's not a real expert. He doesn't shoot quarters out of the air, but he is a very accomplished shooter, and he is, like I said, modest about it, but he did this for most of his life, and he was never in a gun battle before until this time. So he's just shot Simpson, Elton Simpson, who's gone down, and the driver of the vehicle, who I believe was Nadir Sufi, if I have the name correct, is shooting at him at close range. When this all started, we're looking at a distance of 35 feet. There's no cover, and he's facing two riflemen with semi-automatic rifles, and all three of them have soft body armor on. So the first one has gone down. He's shifted his attention to Nadir Sufi, who's shooting at him, and he starts firing with his Glock 21. He fires several shots. I don't know exactly how many. And Adir Sufi goes down. So then he switches back to where Simpson is down, and Simpson is messing around with something. It appears he's trying to either activate a device or get up or reach an arm or whatever. So Greg fires a couple more shots at him, and he ceases to activate whatever he's trying to do. And then he switches back to Simpson, who's trying to raise up, and he shoots the last remaining rounds in the Glock at him, and Simpson goes down hard. And this whole thing took about 10 seconds. Now, what an interesting part of it is Bruce Joyner was his unarmed partner, as I recall, and Joyner said that afterward that when he saw Stevens start to draw his pistol, he said to himself, "Oh, my God, he's going to kill those two people." Oh, well, he was right.
Yeah.
And then just about then, now, as part of this, Simpson has been advancing a step or two while he's firing on these two people who are trying to kill him. And he takes them out, and just as he's looking to get closer to the vehicle and make sure they're down for good, when he's right in the zone, he's focused on them. And that's when reinforcements arrive in the form of the roving security team and the SWAT team that there. It only took them seconds to get there, but those were critical seconds.
Yeah, they had a bunch of guys there in full battle rattle, didn't they?
Yeah, and they're trying to get him to hear them, and finally he does, and he backs off for fear that there might be some type of car bomb or explosive vest or something. I mean, these were common tactics among the Islamics. But they actually did not find any. And it turned out that the two jihadis, they had sworn allegiance to ISIS. They had three rifles, three handguns, and about 1,500 rounds of ammunition between them. But, Stevens wasn't the only one that could expect reinforcements. The two jihadis had somebody else who had traveled with them in another vehicle from Arizona. And that person was an FBI undercover agent. And he had encouraged them in the attack. It was alleged that he took pictures of the attack at the start of it, that he had actually engaged in surveillance of the site and supposedly had made some recommendations about the battle plan. And he had assured Sufi and Simpson that he was armed. So they may have been expecting some reinforcements from him, but we'll never know for certain. And the FBI had sent out an informational package at 4 p.m. That's about 3 hours before the attack. It included a picture of Simpson and a partial license plate or a possible license plate, but it was not in any way a direct warning, and Officer Stevens never got it before the attack started. So the FBI involvement in this is not completely known. What we do know, we know from discovery that was done on the lawsuit. Bruce Joyner, who was wounded in the attack, one of the rounds from one of the rifles hit him in the fleshy part of the ankle. You don't want to be shot, but they were able to release him from the hospital that evening. But it gave him good grounds for the lawsuit, and they sued the FBI because when this FBI undercover agent saw what was going down, he stopped and turned around and tried to flee the scene, but he was stopped by Garland police officers in a felony stop where they had drawn guns on him, and he started yelling out, "FBI, FBI." Well, they confirmed that he was FBI, and the FBI in just a few hours took over the investigation of the attack and everything on the scene, and he was let go. And at the time, Director Comey denied voraciously that the FBI knew anything about the attack or had anything to do with it. And like I said, it wasn't until the lawsuit and discovery that we found out most of the details that I mentioned. But it went to court, and the judge ruled that it was everything that had happened was within the discretional powers of the FBI, and the lawsuit, I believe, was dismissed. But it was very interesting to find that the FBI did have a direct involvement. One of their agents knew beforehand that there was going to be an attack, and he really did nothing to stop it, and in fact was there to take pictures of the beginning part of it.
Did it ever come out in any sort of investigation as to what that goal would have been? What was the end goal going to be in that attack as they observed it?
There was no official notification of any goal or anything, but the attorney for Bruce Joyner speculated. He said that it was for the agent to gain credibility so that he could move up within the ISIS organization. And that sounds kind of plausible to me, but this is in the middle of the Obama era, or toward the end of it, actually. And it just boggles the mind that you'd have the FBI willing to allow a couple of dedicated, basically Islamic suicide shooters into a venue with hundreds of people where very plausibly dozens could have been killed in order to enhance the reputation of one undercover agent.
So he was just, we're coming up on the next break, so I'll ask the question. You don't answer it right now. But did he know that there was a SWAT team there and there was a protective unit there? It doesn't sound like he knew to me. It almost sounds like he expected, I guess if he was there to take pictures, that he expected to shoot pictures of a bunch of dead people being killed. We'll talk about that when we get back, if you have any information on that. I'm sure you do. I haven't read all the way down. Dean's stuff, you can find this article and about 1,700 others plus like it at amilan.com. And it's there waiting for you right now, this kind of fascinating exposés that he does in every facet of the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now,
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster. Today.
DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking to Dean Weingarten. We've been getting this little expose after the fact, 6 years after the fact, of what was actually allowed to happen in Garland, Texas. And when we left, I was saying that it looked like this FBI operative who was undercover had no intention of intervening and was going to allow some murders to take place.
Well, that's what it looks like from what we can gather. Now, I don't believe the FBI has ever come out with a report detailing what their intentions were or what they intended or thought might have happened. But it seems, from what I've read, that this agent was actually involved with these two jihadis, and it was at least implied that he helped them surveil the situation and choose what point to attack and when to attack. I mean, that's pretty deep involvement if that is what happened. And so, yes, it looks to me like they were perfectly willing to let an attack happen in order to increase the viability of an undercover agent. At least that's the stated, that's the only thing we can say for sure. Now, some people have gone further. I have no evidence to any of this, but some people would say that, well, they wanted the attack to have happen. They didn't go hard after the Fort Hood shooter, and they tried to say that the Fort Hood shooter was not really a Muslim, and other things, you know, that the attack on the Charlie Hebdo paper was considered, somewhat excusable by the administration because of how they had cartooned Muhammad. So there's a lot of different opinion out there, and there's not a great deal of fact. But we do know the FBI was involved. The agent clearly knew something was going down. He knew that there was a lot of violent opinion against this Draw the Muhammad event. And if it weren't for the prowess of police officer Stevens, Gregory Stevens, almost certainly a considerable number more people would have been killed. I mean, when you consider Stevens' accomplishment, he's standing out in the open. He's only 235 feet away from two jihadis in soft body armor, armed with semi-automatic rifles, with magazines holding from 30 to 100 rounds. And he takes them both out with 145. That is an incredible feat of gunfighting, in my opinion, and I think he should go down as one of the great Texas gunfighters.
Plus, he's a 1911 guy.
He was a 1911 guy. He says he practiced and he worked hard to keep his skills at a very high level. But if he says, but I'm not a really great shooter, because I don't shoot quarters out of the air.
Oh, well. There
I'd
is
say
that.
He was a very impressive shooter. And for him also to recognize the threat that quickly, think of the another split-second difference, and it would have been all over.
Yeah.
The first shots were fired virtually simultaneously. The information I got isn't from official documents. It's from his, Stevens' own word, because online I found a presentation he gave in Texas, an hour and 8 minutes long, where he detailed exactly what happened, and that presentation was given in 2016, and to show you how little national attention was focused on this event, when I had the article published in Ammo Land, less than 1,000 people had seen that video presentation. And I have to say, the video presentation has a lot of information in it, but you have to kind of dig. It's not the most professional. It was just somebody doing a video of an event. You can't really see the charts and photographs and graphs that are presented. They're just described by Officer Stevens. The audio is a little difficult. Sometimes you have to listen several times in order to get the precise words that are spoken. So you can see, maybe that's why it didn't go viral. But for less than 1,000 people to see this event about what I think is one of the most fascinating cases of defensive action by a police officer in the United States ever, and it just did not make much of an impression. Now, Officer Stevens did get recognized. His local department gave him their highest award. It was the first time given since 1951, 4 years before Officer Stevens was born. It was he got the Director's Award from the Texas Department of Safety, which is the highest award they can give. And President Obama gave him the Law Officer's, Medal of Valor. I may be off on one of the words there, and that was one of 13 people he gave it to at the time. So he was recognized, and in 2019, one of the local stations in Dallas did an interview with him where it wasn't in a great deal of depth, and as I dug into this, I found where a local organization here or there had done an interview, but it never made real national news. Which shows, we nationalize George Floyd, and it becomes one of the most celebrate ever, and yet we have a real hero like Officer Stevens, who in mortal combat with two people who are trying to do a mass casualty event, and he takes them both out by himself with a pistol, and it doesn't make a dent in national publicity.
Yeah. But then again, it doesn't surprise me that that happens that way.
It's not surprising, but it shows you the blatant bias in the media. I mean, how they choose particular stories to blow up and make viral and ignore others that they think might give the wrong idea to people. You know, they commonly tell us that pistols are not really useful for self-defense. And then when we have a case where a guy who's well-practiced with a pistol takes out two people armed with semi-auto AKs, well, it's not really much of a story. It's just one of those gun culture guys, you know. Yeah, we really don't want people to get the idea that they could actually defend themselves. Of course, that's my opinion.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing. So, yeah, I don't know. The way you put it, when you talk about it that way, it does make me think.
There are several other modern gunfighters in the last decade who've done some amazing feats, and I hope to write an article about them all together in the future.
Well, I'm sure you will. I look forward to seeing that when that does come out. Before we run out of time, are you going to be, if everything goes right and the stars align right, will we be talking to you on Wednesday?
Yes, I believe so. And it is, I'm very glad I was able to get through to you. Cell coverage is improving everywhere. And it's a 5x5. And we managed everything lined up. The line stopped firing just a half hour before the call. And I don't think it's going to start for a few minutes yet. So, you know, maybe God's smiling on us here.
There we go. There we go. Thank you very much for joining me today. Are you going to be going? Is there more shooting to go on today?
Yes, there's going to be some, I think, later this afternoon. And then there's going to be a big night shoot. And finish up Sunday morning, I believe. I'm here with a friend who makes targets. Name is Leighton Pace, and he goes to these events and sells very well-made steel targets, and I'm helping him out. So I will probably be heading back Sunday.
I envy you. I appreciate you joining me today.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I was glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.